We're working on a series of talks on the good conduct, specifically lessons on the 10 yamas and the 10 niyamas, the restraints and observances of Hinduism. And the lessons are going abroad. Materials being used at the Hindu Center in Singapore, where they have a series of classes there, as well as a number of our members in Malaysia are using the material for their classes there. So today's lesson on good conduct is on the fifth niyama of Ishvara Pujana, which is to cultivate devotion through daily worship and meditation. Set aside one room of your home as God's shrine. Offer fruit, flowers, or food daily. Learn a simple puja and the chants. Meditate after each puja. Visit your shrine before and after leaving the house. Worship in heartfelt devotion, clearing the inner channels to God, gods, and guru, so their grace flows toward you and loved ones. Let's look at some examples illustrating the practice of this niyama. First example. Hindus in Bali have an interesting custom. On first seeing one another in the morning, instead of saying good morning, they ask a question. Have you worshipped? Which, of course, is reminding everyone of the importance of the morning worship at the home shrine. Second example. A Hindu family moved from a 2 to a 3-bedroom apartment. The main reason for the move was to be able to set aside an entire room for their home shrine rather than just having the shrine in a corner of the living room. Third example. A young man learned a very simple puja from a Hindu elder who lived nearby. He now performs the puja every morning before breakfast and finds it puts him in a more religious mood for facing the day. Fourth example. A Hindu family involves all members of the family in the morning worship. The children gather flowers from the home's garden. Mom cooks a special rice dish to be offered, which is eaten by all during breakfast, and Dad conducts the puja, after which they all sit together for a few minutes of silent meditation. All of the niyamas focus on expressing the refined soul qualities within each of us. In the case of Ishvara Pujana, worship of the Lord, the divine quality we are expressing is becoming closer to God, gods, and Guru through performing ceremonial worship at our home shrine. Gurudeva defined worship in a very insightful way as communicating on a very high level, a truly sophisticated form of channeling, as new age people might say, clairvoyant or clairaudient experience, as mystics would describe it, or heartfelt love interchanged between deity and devotee, as the ordinary Hindu would describe it. Here's a story to further illustrate Ishvara Pujana. A Hindu family has always had a shrine room. However, over the years, the husband has systematically learned more about conducting puja. At first, he just did a simple mantra to Lord Ganesha while waving incense. Then he learned a few more chants and added passing the arati flame at the end of the puja. Finally, he learned the entire Ganesha Atmartha puja, which he now does every morning before breakfast. He finds performing the full puja quite satisfying and that it uplifts all members of the family as well. The Tirukkural in its chapter 1, Praising God, mentions worship of God in verse 2. What has learning profited a man if it has not led him to worship the good feet of him who is pure knowledge itself? The chapter states that those who worship, praise, and draw near God's holy feet live free of suffering, dispel the mind's distress, and enjoy a long and joyous life. Ishvara Pujana refers to worship in the home rather than at the temple. It also refers to worship we conduct for ourselves rather than worship done by a priest for us. This worship is done at the home shrine and includes actions as simple as offering a flower to as advanced as performing a full puja. The type of puja done by a lay person is called an Atmartha puja, personal worship rite, whereas the puja done by the priest in the temple is called a Parartha puja, public liturgy and worship. Gurudeva states that many people are afraid to do an Atmartha Puja because they feel they don't have enough training or don't understand the mystical principles behind it well enough. Most Hindus depend on the priest to perform the pujas and sacraments for them, or to train them to perform home puja and give them permission to do so through initiation, called diksha. However, Gurudeva points out, simple pujas may be performed by anyone wishing to invoke grace from God, gods, and devas. In fact, in Gurudeva's book, Loving Ganesha, he gives a simple Ganesha puja that can be performed by everyone. After performing an Atmartha puja, it is customary to sit for a few minutes in meditation, internal worship, taking into the soul level the refined feelings, the prana, that the puja has created and which still remains in the room. In this way, we receive maximum benefits from the puja. Gurudeva does give one restriction on performing this puja, which is that when anger is experienced, refrain from doing puja for 31 days. This is, of course, a serious outbreak of anger. Simple waving of incense before the icons is permissible, but not the passing of flames, ringing of bells, or the chanting of any mantra other than simple recitation of Om. The reason for this restriction is that an angry person would invoke in the second world asuras that upset us rather than devas that bless us. Let's turn our attention to the home shrine now. A cultured Hindu home centers around the home shrine, a special room set aside and maintained to create a temple-like atmosphere in which we conduct puja, read scripture, perform sadhana, meditate, sing bhajan, and do japa. All Hindus have guardian devas who live on the astral plane and guide, guard, and protect their lives. The shrine room is a room for these permanent unseen guests, a room that the whole family can enter and sit in and commune inwardly with these refined beings who are dedicated to protecting the family generation after generation. A token shrine in a bedroom or a closet or a niche in a kitchen is not enough to attract these divinities, says Gurudeva. One would not host an honored guest in one's closet or have him or her sleep in the kitchen and expect the guest to feel welcome, appreciated, and loved. A home shrine's religious vibration can be strengthened by going to the temple regularly. Specifically, some of the religious atmosphere of the temple can be brought home with you if you simply light an oil lamp in the shrine room when you return home from the temple. This simple act brings devas who are at the temple right to the home shrine, where from the second world they can bless all family members and strengthen the religious force field of the home. Important times for going to the shrine room for blessings are before leaving the home and upon returning to the home. Receiving blessings beforehand uplifts us and puts us in a more religious mood. And the blessings received upon returning purify the aura of worldliness we acquired while away from the home. Gurudeva takes the idea of having a separate shrine room in which God and the gods can dwell one step further. He states that the attitude of a cultured and devout Hindu is that not just one room, but his entire home is dedicated to God, and that the ideal of Ishvara Pujana is to always be living with God in God's house, which is also your house. God is our constant companion because he resides in our home. In conclusion, cultivate devotion through daily worship and meditation. Set aside one room of your home as God's shrine. Offer fruit, flowers, or food daily. Learn a simple puja and the chants. Meditate after each puja. Visit your shrine before and after leaving the house. Worship in heartfelt devotion, clearing the inner channels to God, gods, and guru, so their grace flows toward you and loved ones. Om Namah Shivaya.